In school districts with virtual education, teachers and students are spending hours a day beamed into each other's homes. It's a big departure from meeting face-to-face in school classrooms. And Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt wondered, how are teachers forming connections with their students in this virtual world?
On the first day of classes in the Reading School District, fifth grade teacher Kyle Wilson noticed something odd.
I just kept hearing smoke detector beeps.
Was it something wrong with his headset? He waited, more beeps, and then more beeps, until eventually he realized.
About one quarter of my students have beeping smoke detectors in their homes.
It inspired Wilson to raise over $1,200 to make sure families in his district have working detectors. And those little beeps signaled something else. The fact that virtual education was bringing Wilson into his students' homes. He was learning little details about their lives he'd never known before.
Coming into the year, that was my biggest fear. How the heck am I going to get, to know these kids?
So far, he's been pleasantly surprised. Whether it's a pet walking across the screen or a little sibling babbling in the background, he feels like he's connecting with his students in new ways.
It's actually led to so many different conversations just by what we see in each other's homes. And I've never met these kids, and I feel like I know a lot of them very, very well.
Fellow fifth grade teacher Michelle Bernardi feels the same way. Through virtual education, she's getting a window into her students' lives and their struggles.
I'm shocked at the number of kids that when they unmute themselves to speak, it's chaos. There's so much happening. There might be a TV show on. People are cooking. There's babies crying.
She already knew some of the kids in her Northeast Philly public school had busy or tumultuous home lives. But seeing it and hearing it drives it home, and it's reminded her to be patient.
I have to take a second to be don't freak out at them about doing X, Y, and Z. I think that kind of helps me take a step back.
What Bernardi feels like she isn't getting right now are those moments when she can read a student's face and try to comfort them. Usually she springs into action when she sees kids sagging their shoulders or laying their heads down on their desks.
They don't self-advocate. They don't say, I need to talk to somebody. You can tell something happened.
Philadelphia high school teacher Sonny Bavaro says that with older students, virtual learning can provide a good outlet for those discrete and important conversations. The private message.
Kids can private message me and say, I'm having a really bad day.
Bavaro thinks that's easier for some kids than approaching a teacher in person. He recalls a message he received from a girl in class recently.
And there was a shooting right outside of her house. She messaged me and was like, I just have to go take care of my mom, essentially. Her mom was freaking out.
Still, creating relationships virtually takes a lot of work and ingenuity. Most of the time, Bavaro's students keep their cameras turned off, which means he barely knows what some of the students look like. The School District of Philadelphia and many others say schools can't require students turn their cameras on.
It's certainly odd. I spend a lot of time just looking at my own little square.
Teachers will tell you that their first and most important task is getting to know their students. That connection leads to trust and eventually learning. So can you connect with a sea of black boxes? It's not impossible, but it's a challenge, and it's on the minds of thousands of teachers this fall. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.